Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Egg Tollo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And at a time when we're just beginning the rush to see who is going to challenge Donald Trump, this is D-Boy and D-Boy for President. Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was D-Boy, who are a masked trio via Alcopop Records. And I like Alcopop. They always have something a little bit different. And that is, I'm sure you agree, something a little bit different. The band are fronted by the mysterious Kirill Kochikokov, Tony.
Oh.
Yeah. And they've got a new single out right now, which is the one you just heard, D-Boy's President. What I'd like to know, and you can find out about them and their fascinating manifesto via their website, which is
dboyband.com.
Oh, dboylove.com. D-Boy being the letter D, followed by boy, B-O-Y, love, L-O-V-E.com. You can find out all about them there. Paulie B and Instep 1, Tony 0. I've got a feeling you might have a few problems this week, Tony.
Oh, okay.
I have a feeling that Simon Knott might be getting angry. I've got some additional material for you. I like it when you send a joke. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email Comedy Suburbs. If you want to branch out and have a poem, do the same thing, but title the email Poetry Corner. Crash Induction have been in touch, Tony.
Ah, we love Crash Induction.
We really do. Check this out. It goes, Heg Tollo, Paul. I do like when I am addressed correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Heg Tollo, Paul. Should have an... This is from Iron Mike from Crash Induction. So, should have an album to send out to you in the near future. Can send you a physical copy if you let me know where to send it. I won't bother, Iron Mike. Just send me the MP3. It's fine. He goes, in the meantime, I've attached an MP3 of one of the awesome tracks that will be on it. Release date is March the 30th. So that's the one day extension from Brexit time.
Oh, excellent. Just getting in there.
See, I think Brexit should have a 3-day thing. But anyway, release date is March 30th, with an album launch party at the King Billy in Northampton on the 29th, which is Brexit D-Day, of course. We've heard D-Boy, now it's a D-Day. I will be in Malta that day, Tony.
You will.
So I won't be able to go. But also, he says, whilst I was in the pub the other night, oh, and this is possibly where the comedy suburbs come in.
Okay.
Also, whilst I was in the pub the other night, I heard a lady speaking to her friend. She told her that her fanny was spotless and she'd taken to washing it with kitchen cleaner. I thought to myself, flash cunt. Have a good show, Iron Mike. Now, I have used the C word very early there, but only because I was reading out a listener's words.
Mm.
As we know it from recent weeks, Tony, you're the dirty boy. I'm nice and clean. We have more brilliant edition material later on in the show, also referring to both the song and a gig.
Mm.
So that was a very early international gig guy there, without it being an international gig guy. But anyway, that's news about something on the 30th of March that maybe we'll mention again next week, Tony. What do you think?
Yes, let's do that. I'm sure they might not even be in touch, maybe. I might just tend to send one through.
He does tend to send one through. Anyway, what I thought we'd do is, as part of two songs in a row, the second of which I'm very excited about, Stay Tuned for the Ramonas.
Okay.
I think it's only right we should play the track that Iron Mike has sent us. What do you think?
I think that's fair enough.
So Crash Induction, Tony, are a kick-ass party punk band, but what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Crash Induction?
Simple as that. Tony one, Paulie the Internet one, and this is the rather marvellous I've Been Banned.
Shoes and the stuff I did abuse. I've been banned from Froggy Booze. I've been banned. I've been banned from Wetherspoons. Complained about the lack of tunes. Pelted them with piss balloons. I've been banned from Wetherspoons. I've been banned! I've been banned from Poundland. I was just hanging round with my bollocks in my hand. I've been banned from Poundland. I've been banned! Shoes and the stuff I did abuse. Oh, I'll be bad for Boggy Booze.
I'll be bad.
From everywhere.
Gummy twat.
Just to pay my way. Quarter life crisis. Oh.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I said that with a little smile, because what you just heard was the Ramonas and a track called Quarter Life Crisis from a new album they've got out, which is original material. And the reason I stress that is because the Ramonas set up as the UK all-girl Ramones tribute, but now have become so much more. And thanks to us mentioning them on Twitter the week before last, they got in touch with us and said, hey, we'll send you anything you want. They sent us the whole album, Tony. Their album is brilliant. It's really, really good. You will be hearing more tracks from it in the coming weeks. I am very happy with the Ramonas indeed. As you just heard, that's a great track from it. What is the Ramonas website?
TheRamonas.co.uk?
It's a cheeky thing, isn't it? Ramonas.co.uk. It's cheeky. RAMONAS.co.uk. Find out about all things Ramona there. And they are active on Twitter. And I do like a band that are active on Twitter. So you do, when you tweet them, they tweet you back.
Excellent.
And they are great. I want to see them live more than ever.
They gig a lot with Crash Induction, don't they? Or they certainly have done in the past.
They don't gig a lot with Crash Induction. I think Crash Induction have gigged with them.
Oh, I've probably gigged with them quite a few times. Okay, fair enough.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. You might be right there. Maybe Iron Mike will let us know. And maybe Iron Mike will put me right.
Yeah, let
anyway,
know.
Point is, Paul of the Internet 2, Tony 1, and the Ramonas are brilliant. And I'm sorry about that website. That was very sneaky of them. Tony does not approve.
I do not.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
Yes.
In that case, it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
What?
You are proper miserable about that, aren't you?
Yes. I think one of the bands, certainly the Ramones, is quite prominent, isn't it? I wouldn't go to Ramones.com. Well, maybe it is. Maybe they're right.
No, I think you probably would.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But anyway, they are called the Ramones. But,
I know.
You know, these things happen. Get over it.
Well, the worst things have happened.
Yeah, which you didn't get over.
No.
All right, so what you got?
Right, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please pop onto our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, do leave us a comment, do get in touch, do like to hear from you. Just got the two this week. So, James Horman's got in touch.
Hello. Oh, Hank Tollo, James.
Hank Tollo. And he says, just downloaded the Alexa skill for Punky Radio for another way to get my punky fix. I also left a review on Alexa. 5 stars, of course. Excellent. Thanks for that. Thanks to Paco again for the Alexa skill.
It's just a brilliant way to listen to the show. It's really funny.
Fabulous. If you have Alexa, do give it a try and let us know. Give it a good review as well. I mean, it'll help Paco out. I think he's doing quite a few skills these days, so it all helps.
If you have Alexa, put 5 stars on her.
There you go. Maybe use your mouth to put 5 stars on her. Why not? Anthony Redhorse has been in touch.
Anthony Redhorse we'll be hearing from later on in the show, but go on.
He just says, great to meet you at Bedlam Breakout, which I assume we will find out about.
Yes, we will, because I am a complete idiot.
Excellent.
Anthony/Redhorse. You'll be hearing all about him in a bit. Thank you very much for the comment.
That's all we have.
He's a Tony. He's an Anthony, actually, but he's a Tony as well. Tony. You're a Tony. An Anthony.
I'm a proper Tony.
You're a proper Tony. You're a proper Tony.
Yeah.
You're a proper Tony.
I am.
We'll talk more about that comment in the second half of the show.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's it for Facebook.
Thank you very much. And we definitely want as many comments as possible for next week.
Ooh, if you could, that would be great.
It would, wouldn't it? So please do. If you haven't already left a comment for us, or if you're a first-time commenter, make this week the week you comment. All will be explained next week. Anyway, that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Hey, Tony, do you fancy some brand new Bray Islands tribal skunk?
Yes.
I'm telling you, you do. So we got a skunk. I am coughing a bit. We got a lovely email from a brand new band from Bray in Ireland. It being St. Paddy's Day just gone, makes sense to play an Irish band on it the day after the event, or certainly after the event. New band called the Rude Dudes, Tony.
Okay.
And the Rude Dudes is D-U-D-E-Z, or if you're in the States, D-U-D-E-Z. I know you like saying Z as well, don't you?
Only for the cavemen band, because it's N-Z,
oh, right,
isn't
okay,
it?
Yeah,
or N-Z,
cavemen,
sometimes,
N-Z.
Like, sometimes,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The Rude Dudes, anyway, Tony, they sent us what I believe might be the first track they have recorded. They're brand new. And I had a list. I thought, oh, I'm playing this. So what I'd like to know, Tony, is, and hello to the Rude Dudes, by the way. I hope you do listen to the show. What is the Rude Dudes Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Rude Dudes.
Oh, mate.
Fuck.
Facebook.com/ The Rude Dudes. T-H-E-R-U-D-E-D-U-D-E-Z. I said you'd have a few bombs this week. It's entirely unfair on you this week. But anyway, ha. Paulie being set 3, Tony 1, cos I'm rude. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I will say that I'm particularly pleased with the Rude Dudes because of how they have spelt cos I'm rude. Because often you see cos, C-O-S, which does, it annoys me a bit. Whereas cause, they've actually done cause, as in B cause, but left on the B and put an apostrophe, C-A-U-S-E. The reason I'm saying that is we might have another example of this later on in the show. Yeah. Well done, the Rude Dudes. Loving the track as well. Tony, did you do anything last week?
No. Not, oh, well, no saying that.
I love this. Before you tell me what it is,
yeah.
any time you prefix what's about to happen with, no, not really, well, I did this, it ends up being you climb Mount Everest, or you went to space, or you swam the oceans with mermaids or something. So go on.
Nah, not really. I went to the cinema. I went to watch the Captain Marvel film.
Captain Marvel, that's interesting as well for the second half of the show. What do you think of it? I don't know anything about it. Tell us about it.
I wanted to like it, and I'm not sure I did. It was all right. It's a 90s film, so it's set 25 years ago, whatever it was, mid-90s, before Iron Man. So the music's good. Garbage, No Doubt, Elastica.
No Doubt. Oh, wow, cool. Now, there's a lot of girl bands there. Why is that?
It's because it's a girl superhero.
Is Captain Marvel a lady?
Captain Marvel is a lady.
Brilliant.
And it's a little bit girl powery at times. It's
good. Is it a bit like Ms. Ghostbusters?
It's not that bad. It is good. It's enjoyable. But the first hour's really slow, and I had these two youngsters sat to the right of me, and I went to the showcase, and it's allocated seating, and I'm a stickler for the rules, but they were on their phones all the time, and in a dark room with the screen hands up, and they're whispering to each other and
punch them,
taking pictures of their big bowl of popcorn that they bought.
I'm glad you finished that sentence off
with the flash on. I think I need to watch it again, but it's not terrible. It was all right.
Right. I'll wait until it's on film for.
Yeah, I would. I'll watch it at home at some point. But it's good. It's worth watching for free.
Make sure if you do watch it at home that Steph doesn't have a big bowl of popcorn and a phone on.
No, it should not happen. That I'll be getting flashbacks. I'll be getting NAMM flashbacks.
You don't know you weren't there.
Yeah. The only other thing I picked Steph up from the airport, but apart from that, which is always joyous, going to Birmingham Airport.
Birmingham this summer. Okay. Oh, I thought my understanding.
Nah, Birmingham. Yeah, that's all we did. And I was in the middle of like a Irish jig flash mob. I was just sitting there waiting at arrivals.
God. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
You posted that, didn't you?
Yeah, so I was just sitting there waiting for Steph to come in at the arrivals, and they just started dancing in front of me. So I thought, I've got my phone.
River dance flash mob.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. I thought, St. Patrick's Day, isn't it? There you go.
Yeah,
so that was it, really. What did you get up to?
Well, you know, last week I said that I had no plans.
You said, it's going to be quite a week this week, Terry. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, I did. Because I'd completely forgotten about the small matter of Bedlam and Breakout in Northampton, and the fact I could go on the Friday night, Go Go Loco were opening, and the Restless Four Piece were the headline band. And I was so unbelievably excited, I completely forgot about it. Then remembered when I saw it, someone posted something or other. Went, oh God, so I'd better book a hotel. So I booked a hotel immediately. I got the Holiday Inn for £34. Result. And I went down there on Friday, and I got there. I queued up at the start, Tony.
Okay, wow.
I queued up to get in. Well, because I knew that Go Go Loco were on first, and this festival's very punctual.
Right.
So I thought, well, I'll get there early. And I saw them as soon as I walked in. I went, hello, Go Go Loco. And they went, hey, Tolo. Well, they didn't say that, but you know what I mean.
Right.
And they were on first, and they were really brilliant. But because they're not Psychobilly, and it is a Psychobilly festival, and it was very busy, you could tell the crowd didn't want to warm to them.
Right, okay.
You can tell this is a two-piece. They haven't got a double bass. This isn't Psychobilly. I'm not going to go. But as it went on, so more and more heads started bobbing about, and by the end of it, everyone's dancing. It was fantastic. They all loved them. It was great. Really, really good. The second band on, I didn't see, because I decided that I need to go and eat. So I left the venue, because there was no food there, and I went to get a lamb kebab, chips and gravy, Tony. How northern am I?
Fantastic.
It was lovely. Anyway, I got back, saw the last two songs, went, oh, knickers, because the second band on were called the X-Men, and judging by the last two songs, they were Stingray's tribute act, and they were utterly fantastic. Oh, no. Anyway, after them, a band called Frantic Vermin were on that I've never seen before, very good indeed. Then after them, Colbert Hamilton and the Bad Breathe, Tony. Now, Colbert Hamilton is one of only a very, very small number of black people in psychobilly and rockabilly.
Okay.
It's a very white thing. I'm not happy about it. It just is, right? But Colbert Hamilton is a black lead singer of a great band. And he knew that he'd be the only black guy at this festival. and Blazing Saddles has been shown quite a lot on TV recently, and he must have seen it because he showed up dressed as the guy from Blazing Saddles. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen, and no one else got it.
Oh, really?
There was only Colbert Hamilton and the band and me giggling, it seemed, all the way through. He was superb. They were terrific. And then I thought, that's going to be hard to follow. But who could follow that? Restless as a four-piece. The Clubfoot lineup, Tony, they were superb. They went on. I obviously went to the front row. I am nearly 50, but you know what? The psychobilly scene these days in the UK is not very young. I was still one of the youngest people there.
Wasn't really? It? Okay.
Yeah, oh, it was great, though. Absolutely brilliant. I had a fantastic night. Bumped into quite a few people I hadn't seen for several years. Next day, I hung about in Northampton because my mate Russ was coming down, and Kitten, that I know, they came down. So I met up with them for a drink. Then I went to see my mate Steve in the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Because even though he might not have been playing Punky Radio recently, he has just had a hip replacement.
Has he?
Yeah. And I can't bring myself to say he's had a hip hop, because any time I do, I just start breakdancing. He's had a hip replacement. You don't have to be old to have a hip replacement. My mate Rob had one quite young as well. Anyway, that was successful, and a speedy recovery to you, Steve.
Yeah, best wishes.
I got back. My crazy Italian lodger was in, who told me about how, you know, how there's been a load of kids going on these climate marches at the moment as an excuse to get off school. Well, he decided to join in with them, but have his own climate protest, a one-man climate protest, and he sat on a park bench in the square in Nottingham, right, with a placard that said, "Hey, sit down, let's talk about the climate," right, and he sat there for an hour, and he got 10 different people sat down and talked to him about the climate. He said, "So, I think it was a very good idea." I went, "No, it was the easiest thing in the world. If all you have to do in England is say, oi, you want to talk about the weather? And everybody will join you."
Yep, same thing we know.
This bloody weather, this weather. Anyway, he had a great time, successful. He told me about it over blueberry vodka shots. And then I went down the Lion and saw a band called Gatecrashers. Saw the end of their first set, thought, oh, this is all a bit prog rock. Hung around. Second set, absolutely brilliant, Tony. They did cracking versions of She Sells Sanctuary, War Pigs. What else did they do? Whole Lot of Rosie. They really went for it, and they were really brilliant. And they're from Hucknall.
Hucknall.
Exactly.
Wow.
They brought half of Hucknall down with them, I think. I didn't recognise many people in the pub. But what a brilliant gig. So I ended up having a fantastic weekend in bands when I thought I was going to do nothing.
Excellent.
So now, let's hear a song by Restless, and we'll talk about them and it after we've heard it. This is Face to Face.
Take a look around, tell me what you see. Do you think it's real, or do you think it's a dream? So you think you're free, but it just might be a trap. But there just isn't enough time to bridge the gap. We all know we're on our own. Face to face with the unknown. When you see, do you come alive? A different world, good or bad, will arrive. And you can spend every minute of your day trying to chase the nightmares away. We all know we're on our own. Face to face with the unknown. When you're locked in daydream, you may start to pretend, and things that scare you can't be real, but they might get you in the end. They might get you in the end. Yeah.
different world. Good or bad, we'll look around. And you can spend every minute of the day trying to chase the nightmares away. But we all know we're on our own, face to face with the unknown. When you're locked in daydream, you may start to pretend, and the things that scare you can't be real, but they might get you in the end. But they might get you in the end. They might get you in the air.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Restless during their four-piece lineup bit on a track called Face to Face, which is one of the tracks on an EP that came out that the lead track was Vanished Without a Trace that they did at the gig and I've never heard them do before. Because one of the things about this Restless lineup, it's the last year that Restless apparently are going to be a band. So they've got the four-piece back together for kind of the glory years when they did all the stuff, but when they were the best known. But as a three-piece, they've never done any of the stuff that they did during that period. So it was great to hear some of it, and well done to all of them. It's a fantastic gig. Now, Restless have an active Facebook group, Tony.
Do they?
Yeah. Do you want to even take a guess, or should I just read it out?
Just read it out.
Facebook.com/groups/104881820445. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't set a default URL, have they?
But I'm going to help them. I will get in touch with them and say, look, you can do this really easily. It'll make it much easier to find. If you type in Restless Rockabilly Band or Restless Official, you will find them on Facebook. And it's a really active page with Mark, the lead singer, puts up lots of stuff on there during the week, and so do other members of the band and fans. So it's quite an active page. So anyway, does mean it's poorly the internet for Tony Wan, sadly, but sadly for you. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's. Oh, sorry, I was going to sing the wrong song then. Blimey. Let's do it again. Sorry, it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La, 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 la. Sorry about
that. What were you going to sing? What else after Tony's?
I was going to sing my own one. That was the tune, but with Tony's at the start. Instead of Paulie B's. Yeah, that's where I went wrong. I freaked myself out and gave away something as well in the process. Anyway, what you got?
Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want where the band's name, where they're playing, how much you watch them play, who are they playing with. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK, doesn't have to be Nottingham. But if you don't email me, I will pick my own gig, and they do tend to be local because I'm lazy.
Yeah, but you know what, we're throwing ourselves a bit this week, aren't we? And this is not the week to be throwing ourselves, because next week we're going to really throw ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
This
Sunday night, at the Old Salutation Inn, the Kimberley Stakes, Don Blake, Shackleford, and Our Souls. I would say Our
Souls.
That's
a great name for a band.
£7 on the door, four
it's
bands.
Not, it's, like, it's not as good as it's not as good as Shiza Minnelli, but it's up there.
It's exactly. Did you say £7 on the door? Bring your party shoes, no knobheads. Ah. God bless him.
So that means I can't go, yeah?
I think, yeah, well, excuses probably both of us, really.
Yeah, it does,
yeah. But yeah, it's Sunday night, 7:30. If you know where the citation is on Maid Marian Way, do check it out. Yeah, there you go, four bands.
Well, it's going to be fantastic.
Mm.
But I've got another gig for you as well. Oh, sorry, so that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
We're losing the plot.
We certainly are.
But I've got another gig for you, Tony, because okay. I have found a gig in the world, yeah, so it's time for
Paulie B's Picture Gigs in the World, yeah.
Yes!
That might be my finest ever piece of music. It might be the greatest thing I've ever done. Because Hello, Heg Tolo, to Anthony / Red Horse, who, again, after mentioning one of the only black front men inside Willy Rockabilly, Neo Rockabilly, etc., I believe, and such as Anthony, is the only Native American lead singer of a rockabilly punk power trio, which is what they are, from Southern California. And they're touring the UK at the moment, and I've got some information right here that I'm going to read out to you.
Excellent.
How about this? Here goes. I've found it. He says, "Hi, Paul. Great to meet you the other night again. I've attached a new song, unreleased, but there's also a video. I won't say what it's called there." He said, "We play Sheffield Friday, March the 22nd. That's this Friday, at the Church House. It's free to get in, and they're on stage at 8:30.
Wow.
It's going to be amazing. The Rockets are brilliant. We played them many, many years ago. You might remember the song, Tony, 'If You Like the Way I Rock, You're Going to Dig the Way I Roll.'" And when I mentioned that, song to him, he said, "It's second on the set list. They're even going to play it live. They are brilliant. It's a brilliant song. It's free, and it's in Sheffield, and it's this Friday. And even though I am going to another country the next morning, I might go."
Wow.
I know. I'm thinking about it. I really want to go. I don't know when else I'll get the chance to see them. Because they were playing Bedlam Breakout the night after me. But I saw him on the Friday. I went, "It's Tony, isn't it?" He went, "Yeah, hi." And sort of looked at me a little bit quizzically. And I went, "It's me, Paulie B from Punky Radio." He went, "Oh, hi, how are you doing?" And I was like, because when I last saw him, I had a dyed beard and different coloured hair and everything, and I was young. it was a long time ago.
Right.
Then some wizened Jeremy Corbyn lookalike walked up to him and said, "Who's this freak?" He was right to. But anyway, yeah, they're on this Friday. So what we're going to do to celebrate that is we're going to play the track he sent me. It's a brand new track that's out now. There is an accompanying video for it. What's the Facebook page of the Rockets, Tony?
facebook.com/TheRockets.
Well done. And it's Rockets with a Z. Ooh. The same as it's the Rude Dudes with a Z. I've got it going on, Tony. I've got stuff going on this week. It's just how it worked out. facebook.com/THEROCKETZ, as they are from California. And this is The Rockets, Sleeping in Your Arms.
Speeding back to you in a black Ford van, but I can't see the road for the rain. Nothing's gonna keep me from getting back to you, back into your arms once again. Well, I can't see where the road meets the sky. The shadows playing tricks with my eyes. Well, I can't smell you.
Yeah.
listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Rockets, Sleeping in Your Arms, a brand new, as yet, unreleased track. Very excited about it, and very excited to see Anthony as well. Top bloke. Are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. Quiet week, no band practice this Saturday. Our singer's buggering off to Benidorm. Yeah, so...
That is a place you do bugger off to. It's a quite fitting, bugger off to Benidorm.
Mm.
People don't go to Benidorm lightly, do they?
No.
They know what they're going to get when they get there, and they bugger off to do it.
And they tend to be very apologetic about it as well.
They tend to be very apologetic when they come back because of what they've got up to.
That is true.
Fabulous place.
But yeah, really not a lot this week. But I've also got toothache that's really is off your head. So I might be going to the dentist.
There's always something, Tony.
So I'll be remortgaging the house. What are you up to?
I'm going to Oslo. I'm definitely doing something this week. It's my stand-up comedy show at Horgan's on Hegde Haugsveien in Oslo on Saturday night with my good comedy mates Philip Simon and Paul Ricketts. It's going to be a fantastic show. You can find out all about it at oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com, or there is a Facebook event for it. If you type in Oslo Comedy Club March show, you will find it. I normally see one or two listeners there. I'm really looking forward to it this week. I think it'll be a busy show. It's going to be great fun. You can tell I'm excited, can't you?
You do like Oslo, yeah.
Yeah, I'm also excited about maybe seeing the Rockets on Friday if I can possibly swing it. But Sheffield to Stansted overnight is quite a long journey, so I am thinking about it. And I'll be terribly upset if I don't see the Rockets, but these things happen. It looks like it's going to be a great show. So I hope to see some of you there. We're going to play two songs in a row now, and I'm keeping the Scandinavian thing going here, Tony.
Okay.
In fact, the next two bands we're playing in a row here are both members of the European Union. This is our penultimate show as legal members of the European Union. We're making our last show as members of the European Union next week, and then I suspect we will illegally still be in the European Union, Tony, which means that the United Kingdom will be a criminal, and not for the first time.
Breaking the law.
Oh, you're breaking the law. Anyway, the band we're playing now, a band called Morvel. That's the M-A with the funny thing above it. Mm. Right? Umlaut, isn't it? And they're from Åtvidaberg in Sweden, which is probably in Swedish. Åtvidaberga, if it's like... I'm not sure about that, but anyway, they're from there. And we've been playing some of their Guilty Pleasures. They bring out these Guilty Pleasures albums when they record a load of... songs that they like that they cover. And this week's one is from none other than Agneta Foltzdog, formerly of ABBA, who brought out a solo hit sometime, I think, in the later 80s, I think. Might have been 80s, I think. Anyway, we're going to play it on now because they've given it the Morvel treatment. It's fantastic. What is Morvel's website?
Morvel.se?
Oh, Morvel.nu.
Sadly,
we have got you again there. So I think that's 6-1. It is, isn't
probably.
It? 6-1. It's 6-1. Oh no, because you got the Rockets right.
And we didn't have Restless. Oh, I don't know. I'm definitely losing anyway.
I think you got the Rockets right. It's facebook.com/TheRockets, and I think you got that right. So actually, it's 5-2. I think, anyway. But look, stay tuned for the Pee-wees. We'll talk about them afterwards. But this is Can't Shake Loose.
Somebody wake me up. Zuffel.
Don't need your help, I can do it by myself. Please don't talk about things that you've never heard about. Yeah, this is my world and I'm sure that you're not a part of it. Rest away my passions, not speak as you think. Don't call me friend, don't call me brother, don't call me punk, don't call me Rocco, cause you don't know, cause you don't know me. Don't need your help, I can do it by myself. Your hypocrisy's making me so sick inside. I've never been as true as I am today. Take your ass away, my passion's not as big as it seems. Don't call me friend, don't call me brother, don't call me punk, don't call me rocker, cause you don't know, cause you don't know me. Don't call me friend, don't call me brother, don't call me punk, don't call me rocker, cause you don't know, cause you don't know me. I'll walk my way and I don't care about your point of view. Everything you can see here is true. Maybe you know what I mean. I'll walk my way, I face up to reality day by day by day. Everything you can see here is true. Take your face out of my life, yeah. Don't need your help, I can do it by myself. Please don't talk about things that you've never heard about. Yeah, this is my world and I'm sure that you're not a part of it. Take your ass away, my passion's not as big as you think. Don't call me friend, don't call me brother, don't call me punk, don't call me rocker, cause you don't know, cause you don't know me. Don't call me friend, don't call me brother, don't call me punk, don't call me rocker, cause you don't know, cause you don't know.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
It's okay.
And I'm just seeing that Guana Bats also ends in Z. So I thought we'd got loads of doubles here, but that's a treble there with the Rude Dudes, the Rockets and Guana Bats. We've also had two bands, or a band and a conversation about Scandinavia, and two bands within the European Union being Marvel that you heard before that. And that was the Pee-wees and a track called Course You Don't Know Me. With the same spelling, of course, apostrophe C-A-U-S-E. Do you see how all this is coming together, Tony? Some cracking Italian garage punk there. That's from an album called Moving Target, and the Pee-wees will be embarking on a European tour in April. And to further bring it all together, we've gone coast to coast because the CD is available via Rum Bar Records in Boston, Massachusetts, Tony. So we've gone from California to Massachusetts, and I'm having a meltdown.
Excellent.
The important thing is, what is the Pee-wees website?
ThePeeWees.com.
ThePeeWees.it. They are an Italian band rather than people into information technology. So that's now, what's that? That's 6-2, isn't it? It's thrashing anyway. I'm sorry, but I suspected it would be hard for you this week. Yeah, the Pee-wees, brilliant band. We have played them two or three times before, actually, and we will be playing something else off the album as well at some point. Right, Tony.
Yes.
Do you have a twat?
I do.
Fantastic. So, it's time to hear this. It's a twat. It is a twat. It is a twat. It is Dirty knees.
Dirty knees.
Brilliant. All right, then, go on.
Thanks for your twats. If you have a twat, don't forget to do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All tracks read with thanks. Every track responded to. Can't do the feature without you. Can't play the theme tune without doing the feature. And because it's Dirty Knees without playing the theme tune without doing the feature.
Dirty Knees.
Dirty Knees. Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Ah, right. Now, I was just about to mention him because it was his mate that did the tune, and he has sent a joke that I'm saving for next week.
Excellent.
So, Heg Tollo, Sussex Saint.
Heg Tollo. He says, hi, Tony. So many twats to choose from, and so it's hard to capture into one. The obvious one is the evil twat who takes a gun, slaps a GoPro on his head, and then proceeds to act as if he was in an online game. But how
there
the hell...
There are no words. There are no words.
No, I know. But how the hell the social media companies don't pick up on this and immediately block it is beyond belief. And then to compound the atrocity, we have a bunch of people masquerading as humans who proceed to share the images on Facebook and Twitter. We'll consume and pass on countless images these days, but fuck's sake, what have we come to when it becomes even acceptable to do it when people are dying in front of our eyes?
But that's the problem, isn't it? That in defence of social medias here, they can't... The minute this thing goes up, it gets shared, and they're playing Bash the Rat, aren't they? Trying to stop each one as it goes up.
Yeah, I mean, they blocked millions in the first day or something, didn't they? It was just being repeated. So I know that his try is more suitable for the light-hearted topics, but I wish to nominate everybody from the whole world who shared images of the Christchurch massacre as the most enormous twats of all time.
Yeah, I'm absolutely with you there. It's just there are no words, are there, other than it's a twat. So let's just get on with it, I guess.
Yeah. So for sharing the atrocious images, everybody from the whole world is a twat.
Yeah, just incredible.
Yes,
incredible. This is quite unusual for us, but. You know, our hearts go out to everyone affected by that. It's just absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
Absolutely shocking. So thank you very much for sending that in. Utterly justified.
Yeah.
Now, do we normally play it again or do we not?
We do.
I can't remember now. We do. Let's hear it again then. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Dirty knees.
Dirty knees.
One last track this week, Tony. Let's... change the mood here,
okay,
because we're always excited about Pizza Tramp.
Oh, we love a bit of Pizza Tramp.
And Pizza Tramp have got a new album out on TNS Records. We love TNS as well. The album's absolutely fantastic. For those of you who are new to the show, you might have heard us play a Pizza Tramp track before. They are, and they describe themselves as, horrible thrash punk noise from South Wales. There's so much more than that. They're brilliant. They're great live. And if you get the chance to see them, do. I'm pretty sure they're playing Manchester Punk Fest in a few weeks' time. This is a great song off the new album. There were so many songs I could have played off this one, but I picked this one first. You will be hearing more. Paul Jordan, I hope you're listening. This is a fast one for you. God, we're really bringing in all the stuff that anybody listening for the first time is going to go, who are these people and what are they talking about? Tony, what is Pizza Tramp's website?
Pizzatramp.com.
It's the Pizza Tramp. No, it is. It's pizzatramp.com. PIZZATRAMP. They are brilliant. Tony, you are brilliant. Thank you all for listening. We'll do a final bit in a second, but this is I've Got Work in the Morning.
I got work in the morning.
I got work in the morning, no keys. No lines, I got work in the morning, no fun. No lines, I got work. Late nights event, finish again, so I guess I'm with bands. No clubs, no speed, I got work in the morning, no gigs. No way, I got work. 24 shots, 5 nights of work, I get 6 months. I got work! I got work! I got work!
down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That was Peter Tramp, I Got Work in the Morning. What a brilliant song. We'll be playing more from their new album that's out. I think right now, might not be out for a while. I will double check, but we'll be playing more in the next few weeks anyway. Thank you so much for listening. Tony, maybe you could mention some of the many ways you can listen to the show.
We're on Padunk, padunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andrea, Radio Andrea, A-N-D-R-A.S-E. We are on Spotify. If you are on Spotify, just open the Spotify app, search for Punky, and the podcasts will be at the top because that's how it works. If you have an Alexa device, hi Alexa. If you can download the Punky Radio skill for it, go to the skill store on Alexa, search Punky Radio, you can download that, and then when that is all installed, you can command Alexa with your mouth to play Punky Radio.
Basically, if you type in Punky Radio to something, you'll find us.
Pretty much. Been here all
that's time. About it. Look, I hope I see one or two of you in Oslo this weekend. I hope you all have a great week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo, the poo.
Bunch of guns.